Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Today, I'm going to be explaining what is chess boxing, what is it, and pretty much how did it start? Where did it come from? And I'm only going over this because a big chess boxing tournament of streamers have happened recently, if you don't keep up with chess news. So just sit back, relax, keep your eyes on the road if you're driving while listening, and hey, we're cool. Let's get into the next segment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's figure out what is chess boxing from Wikipedia. I know everybody's favorite site. You know what I mean? Why not? And I'll just tell you if it's true or not. Okay, it says chess boxing, or chess boxing together, the words together, I guess, is a hybrid sport that combines two traditional disciplines, chess and boxing. Two combatants play alternating rounds of blitz chess and boxing until one wins by checkmate or knockout. It is also possible to win by time penalty, as in normal chess, and by boxing decision if there is a draw in a chess round. This is crazy because you can either get knocked out or just lose the chess match. I'm pretty sure I would rather just lose the chess match or resign when I get hit the first time if I was actually boxing somebody. Like, if I was trying to box somebody and playing chess at the same time, it would have to be somebody that is really short. Like, maybe... Like 2-5, I'll go there, because I want to be certain that I can actually beat up the person. And then plus two, wait a minute, would I chess box Dwayne Johnson, even though I know confidently I can beat them in chess, would I actually go one round with Dwayne Johnson if I don't beat them in time? That's tricky. I don't know. I don't think I'll risk my life if it wasn't like no money on the line. Maybe I'll do it. How much would it have to be? Because I'm gonna get beat up, obviously, and I would have to run around the ring, so I would have to be faster and smarter. Just 2 mil, at least 2 mil, because I want to retire, so at least 2 mil. But anyway, let's go on with this Wikipedia right quick. Typically, events are held in a standard boxing ring using standard amateur boxing equipment and rules. The chess round is also played in a ring with the table board and seating being moved in and out of the ring for each round. So it's like a big performance thing. All right, well, let's look at when this was even invented. Let's look at the history right quick. The history, it says right here, the Robinson brothers were in the habit of playing a round of chess against one another after a training session of their boxing club. And these people did this around 1970s, and the concept of chess boxing was first coined in the 1979 Kung Fu film Mystery of Chess Boxing. There was a film? I want to watch that film. Mystery of Chess Boxing? I don't know. That seems like a cool film to watch. And it talks about the early years, things of that nature. The first chess boxing competition took place in Berlin in 2003. That same year, the first world championship fight was held in Amsterdam in cooperation with the Dutch Boxing Association as well as a Dutch Chess Federation. Okay. What? Does this go against the whole premise of being the best in the world? Like, let's say that chess boxing was what you have to do to become the best in the world. Would Magnus Carlsen still be world champion? I don't know. Or would it just be like any normal person? Would that just level the playing field? Let's say Mike Tyson became world champion and he was like 1500, and the only way that he became world champion was by making his opponent unconscious. That would be a weird alternate reality. But anyway, let's continue on. Let me see. It has some more information. Come on, let's get out of the history. Let's go to rules right quick. What would be the rules? A match consists of 11 alternating rounds of chess and boxing, starting and ending with chess. Each boxing round lasts 3 minutes, followed by a 1 minute break. The chess rounds are played under time control, with a total of 9 minutes allotted to each player, and no increment added to either player's clock after a move is made. Interesting. Chess boxing match can end by any of the following. Okay, here we go. We got a bulleted point type of ordeal going on here. We got 5 ways that a chess boxing match could end. Victory by knockout or technical knockout in boxing. Victory by checkmate in chess. Hopefully it ends primarily with checkmate in chess. That would be crazy. That would be crazy to me. I went to so many chess tournaments in my past, and I've never thought about winning a chess tournament with a black eye or like a busted lip. That would have never crossed my mind, but people do this. Anyway, loss due to exceeding the chess game's time control, see fast chess, loss by resignation in either discipline. Yeah, I would just resign every time we get to the boxing match. I would just resign. I wouldn't even do that. It's crazy. Or disqualification of one fighter by the referee in either discipline following multiple warnings for extended inactivity, overextended playing time, rule infractions, etc. You still have rules and you're gonna get beat up? That would be crazy if you're about to like knock somebody out and then they're like, you're disqualified. You did this wrong thing here. You know, you was taking this. And, you know, you was about to be world champion chess boxer, but now you're just a boxer. It'd be crazy. Oh, yeah. And just like boxing, it has weight classes. That's good, too. So that whole Dwayne Johnson against me situation won't work at all. I wouldn't even know how to prepare for this. Would I prepare more for the boxing side or for the chess side? Or it would just have to be both, but I know one is going to struggle more. I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, let's go into this Rolling Stone article because I want to talk about this recent chess boxing stream that happened. And it was a big hit, and they're claiming that this is going to be like a big thing in the future, things of that nature. But anyway, it starts off like this. Which would you rather do in front of a massive audience? Lose a board game or get knocked unconscious? If you're down for either, you can always accept chess boxing challenge. Crazy. I would never accept that. But it talks about the YouTuber Ludwig, big enough to simply go by Ludwig, on Sunday broke his own viewership record with a live event called the Mongol Chess Boxing Championship. And I'll watch that if y'all into both. But anyway, held before 10,000 fans at a University of Southern California's Gallen Center in Los Angeles, with more than 500,000 people watching at home. Aside from representing the highest engagement for a Ludwig stream, that also makes it the most viewed chess boxing event of all time. Yeah, it really was. I watched it afterwards, not during it though, but it was pretty big. Let's continue. Competitors duke it out in 11 alternating 3 minute rounds of blitz chess and conventional boxing, trying to score victory on both fronts. For the past 20 years, the format has gradually spread across the globe along with regional governing bodies. Every few years, the hybrid sport reaches a new threshold of mainstream exposure, but never before has it built an audience through the awesome power of the influencer economy. Crazy that influencers have this much power to like bring this up to mainstream. All right, let's talk about professional boxing right quick. Let me see. It says something about and other internet celebrities have tried to conquer professional boxing, much to the annoyance of pursuits and the delight of promoters who can market the bouts to younger, very online viewers. At the same time, the pro chess community has seen escalated drama around some of the top players in the world, with match walkouts, accusations of corruption, huge lawsuits, outlandish theories about cheating with the use of, you know, some type of toy. But anyway, I know there's kids watching, so I'm not going to go into that. This is all this is all PG. You know what I mean? This content is great for everybody. The major chess tournaments are largely watched and fiercely debated across web platforms. It seems like everybody's talking about chess nowadays. I really appreciate it. And not only chess boxing happened at this event, we had a Smash Boxing, which is basically playing the Nintendo fighting game Super Smash Brothers. So that was interesting enough that that happened. And Ludwig, he also took to the ring for a round of slap boxing with fellow YouTuber CDogVA, and he lost. Another stunt saw YouTubers Shirtlees and Myth go head-to-head in chess boxing, though neither of them knows how to play chess. Crazy that now people who gets into chess boxing can, now people, like normal people who doesn't know how to play chess can get into these events because it's like another add-on to chess, which is crazy, and it's gonna make chess a lot more popular, more than it is now, which most people who knows about the chess community would be like, well, this is as popular as it's ever been. Like the previous decade, it wasn't as popular as it is now. But since the whole Netflix Beth Harmon movie, the scandal, the Hans Niemann scandal, and now this, hey, we don't know. We don't know how many people are interested in chess and who would love to see it mainstream. It's going to be crazy. Especially 20 years, 10 years from now, or 5 years from now, if more chess boxing streams happen. But plus, with the basic premise established, Ludwig is free to adapt and refine it however he likes, potentially improving production values or establishing a formal league if viewership ticks up with subsequent slowdowns on YouTube and Twitch, where the battle for eyeballs is fiercer than any real life brawl. You can't underestimate the novelty factor, so don't be surprised if other creators look to enter the ring themselves. Yeah, so I'm glad that I can get to talk about chess boxing for today, and hopefully you learn something new. And hey, as I was making this episode, I learned something new too, that this is actually popular. I've heard about it before, but I didn't know that people actually took it seriously until I researched it, and I was like, oh wow, that's crazy. I still don't want to get into it. I just want chess to stay the same, but if this brings new viewership, then why not? Let's do it. I will get into the ring. Call me H1, baby. Just imagine, everybody's like, H1. And then I'm like, got my fighting stance looking like a Tekken character or a Street Fighter. Or what's another fighting game? What's some more fighting games? Super Smash Brothers. I don't know. I was going to say some game, but I forgot the name of it. But anyway, that'll be cool. Yeah, there's really nothing else to talk about. Let's move on to the next segment. It's interesting. Is it? Come on now. You know it is. You know you want to see it. Hey, thank you for making it this far, because this episode inspired me to do a chess quote, a waiting room chess quote. You probably remember, it was back in the old times, but hey, I can still get it. I can still remember. And the chess quote of today is, checkmate your opponent, fight for your life. I feel like that quote is very fitting, and hopefully people just acknowledge that, hey, I'm ahead of my time. But anyway, thank you for listening. And if you want to learn about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding, you are at the right place and at the right time. Stay focused. Keep the goal. If you're trying to reach a certain rating, I know you could do it, especially if you are listening to me right now. And stay safe. Bye, H1. Peace.